Question for you first. What makes people rich? You can put your hands up and answer the question, yeah? Money. Anything else? Yeah. Work. Yeah, because if you work and you've got a good job, you can earn lots of money. Brilliant. Anything for anyone from this side? Yeah. So I couldn't hear then. A singer. So it could be someone who's a singer, someone who's famous, makes loads of money. Yeah. Sorry, I couldn't hear again. Fans. So the people who buy the CDs of the singers, they're fans, yeah. Anything else? Go on, God can make you rich. Another good answer. Go on. Family can make you rich. You can be born into a rich family. Fantastic answers. But if I was to say to you, who is rich? Your answers may be slightly different. Because I reckon in our country, we always think the rich people are those who've got a little bit more than what we've got. Do you agree? We're not rich. It's those people who've got loads of money, whatever that might mean. So it might be somebody who rents a house thinks that somebody who's able to buy a house and actually get a mortgage at the moment, they're rich. It might be somebody who has a house in Levenshulme thinks about people in Poynton. You've got to be rich to live in Poynton. It might be people who go to Wellspring who need these kind of things, who need some help, who think about the people who live in Levenshulme. Well, you've got a house and you've got a job. You're all right. You're rich. It might be the homeless people who live on the streets think about some of the people who go to Wellspring. Well, at least you've got a house, but we've not even got that. You're rich. And that's just in this country. We start thinking about the people around the world. And there are so many people who have so many of those needs we talked about before missing. And they look at us and they think, you're so rich. And I think they're right. We are so rich. If we compare ourselves with people who have not as much as us, we are so rich. So let's go back to this Bible passage. As for those in this present age who are rich, that'll be us, command them not to be haughty. The Bible comes out with some weird words at times. Command them not to be haughty. What it means is tell them they shouldn't be thinking, I'm better than them because I've got more money. God likes me more because I've got more money, which is what some of the people thought. It says, don't think that. Don't ever think that, that because you've got more, you're more important than somebody else. Don't be haughty. And don't set their hopes on the uncertainty of riches. When I was thinking about this, I was going to do a game at the front. I thought about this game for about 1 second before I realized it was a bad idea. The game I was going to get some of you to play at the front over here was Monopoly. Yeah. It's a good game, but it's not a quick game, is it? It would take quite a while to play Monopoly. Who's played Monopoly? Oh, wow, loads of you. Fantastic. You put your hands up. So you know then that in Monopoly, you go around and you try and make money, don't you? And if you've played Monopoly, you know that you can have loads of money and then you land on Regent Street with a double. And you end up paying somebody a fortune because they've got a hotel. And because you had a double, you then throw the dice again because you have to, and you land on Mayfair. And you have to pay whoever it is there a fortune. And suddenly, you were doing really well, and suddenly you've got no money. And have you ever noticed, it's always the Old Kent Road when you land on there that ends up sending you bust. You ever noticed that? It's 12 quid or whatever it is, and it sends you bust. Monopoly says, you know what? Money can just run out. But it's a good illustration of what life's really like today, isn't it? That people have thought, you know what? Everything's fine. I've got loads of money. No problem at all. And then their job goes, or the singers lose their fans, or wherever it is. And suddenly the money fails. Don't put your hopes on the uncertainty of riches, but instead, put your certainty and your hopes in God, because God richly provides and God gives us what we need. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. But here's a great thing, provides us with everything for our enjoyment. There's nothing wrong with having stuff. There's nothing wrong with having money. And there's nothing wrong with enjoying it. It says so here. But it also gives us a few indications as to how we should enjoy it. So how do we enjoy the things God's given us? We're to do good. We're to be rich in good works. We're to be generous. We're to be ready to share. What Paul, who wrote this letter to Timothy, is saying, it's fun to do these things. It's enjoyable when you help somebody. Read a blog just in this week of somebody who'd gone on a mission to a place in Africa, and they really needed a water tower. This village were desperate for a water tower so that they could have the water for the whole village. But the team who went out couldn't afford it. So one of them quickly sent an email home and said, help, we need lots of money so we can build a water tower. And within something like 13 hours, over half the money had come. Within a week, all the money was there, and they built the water tower. And people were donating things like £1,000 towards this water tower. But what an amazing thing to do. Somebody donated £1,000, and because of that, a whole village in Africa doesn't have to worry about famine, or at least from a water perspective. They've transformed that village. What an enjoyable way to spend your money. What a great way to be generous. God richly provides everything for our enjoyment. Let's make sure that we enjoy our money and enjoy all our stuff in a good way that shares it with other people. We're going to sing our next song. The words will be on the screen against 10,000 Reasons. And when we do that, we're going to take up an offering. It's for God's work here, but also for God's work around the world as we share the things that we have for God and for other people who are in need. Let's stand to sing whilst we take up the offering.